Moncrief on News Talk.
Why do motorists get so wound up? According to a new survey, aggressive car beeping has become more common, along with swearing, hand gestures, and the nuclear option rolling down the window and giving out. Eugene Drennan is a spokesperson for the Irish Road Haulage Association. Afternoon, Eugene.
Yeah, good afternoon. You're having quite a variety of shows today, Sean.
Oh, well, that's what we try to do every day. Do truck drivers get it worse than the rest of us, do you think?
Well, we get as much of the rest of you anyway, that's for certain. Maybe not quite as bad as it sounds in your intro, but it has increased kind of a little bit since COVID. People have got very single-minded that their own universe is the front and centre of everything, and they kind of react before they think.
Yeah, because in other countries, say if you go to Italy or you go to New York, everyone's beeping their horn. That's kind of standard. It kind of didn't used to be like that in Ireland, I always thought, but it seems to have become the case. Would that be fair to say, do you think?
Well, it has increased, but it hasn't got quite to the same extent as the countries you mentioned. And in Ireland, it tends to be, for the most part, one bip or two bips, you know, not too heavy bip, but just to mark your card. The outrage and the longer blowing has increased, but not to the big size of New York or Italy or Spain.
And is it tending to be, because there are situations where, like, if somebody runs out in front of you, you beep your horn, obviously, or you know, that one where you're at a traffic lights and it turns green and the car in front of you hasn't noticed yet, so you just give them a little tap of the horn to wake them up or whatever. That's all right. Yeah. Is it still mostly things like that, or is it more argumentative now?
For the most part, where we would find it a little bit more is people don't take cognizance of a large vehicle, large truck, large bus, and they don't see that we may need a little bit more space, where in a lot of traffic, you have two lanes, but they're built really for just about the size of cars. And if a truck is turning right or left, or even for reasons of safety, of whatever reason, but it is for safety, that they have to straddle both lanes. People tend to hit the horn heavy without thinking, or given a little bit of time to see the reasoning why.
Yeah. And are they hitting the horn because the truck has to make the turn, the truck needs a bit more space? Are the people in cars hitting the horns because they're just pointing out what they think is bad driving, or because it inconveniences them in any way?
Yes, because it inconveniences them in any way. Their universe is first and centre of the whole world. And because, I suppose, a little bit of education, maybe more when they're doing the driving test and their driving lessons as to larger vehicles, and giving them a little bit more berth. And single males, as they hit about 25 to 35, tend to be a bit hot-blooded and give the single finger very quickly.
Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah, have you ever, because I've very occasionally, you find yourself, somebody's beeping their horn or gives you the finger, and then you've no idea why they did it.
Yeah, I tend to blow it myself for lack of indicators, lack of direction.
Oh, yeah.
They're turning right or left, and the first you see is the brake light in a flowing road, you know, in a large road, two-lane carriageway. And the first you see is the brakes and then the indicator. You know, I would give that a little dip or two just to say, cop on. It is a big bug of mine, indicators at roundabouts. You know, you need to know the intention of the driver, either coming around the roundabout or the one in front of you.
Yeah.
That's mayhem.
Yeah, absolutely. But you do see, sometimes you see drivers who seem to be, they think they're going to wear them out if they use them, and they just never use them at all.
That's right. It's a throwback. One time we wouldn't put on our seatbelts. I'll be fine, or I'll do it later, or whatever. And now there's quite a bit of distracted driving going on. And it was the theme of the RSA AGM just recently. And it is a theme that we must all talk about. And the concentration level and the focus on their driving ability and where they're at is needed to be brought it back into centre. Everything else going on, either the phone ring or a text or the coffee, or pulling in for a quick coffee and having your hands coming out, the driving has to be centre of what you're about at the time you're behind the wheel, really.
Yeah. Now, do trucks have, is this true, trucks would have more than one sort of horn?
the tint can do. They can have, you know, they have a little one that you would think is a smaller car, like a Mini or a Fiat 500 or something. That's the blue. So truck drivers tend to go, there's a switch on it that takes it up to a higher pitch, a two-tone. And you need that to bring cognizance to the people that it is a large vehicle. You blow the other one, no notice taken. And then quite fashionable and favoured amongst drivers is one that is air assisted. It's the air blowing through the horn that blows it. And that gives out a definite bark that you have no doubt, but it is a truck, you know?
Yeah. But I kind of wonder that, like, those super loud ones, you could frighten the life out of somebody if, you know, and if you're quite rightly using it to try and say to somebody, concentrate on what you're doing, but they're not concentrating, they might make a mistake to get such a fright, you know, that kind of a way.
Yeah, but in fairness to Irish truck drivers in particular, you don't hear that in your journey too often. It's by far the exception than the rule. We try to stop drivers from doing it unless, you know, it's for safety and and maybe somebody pulling out of a side road that is looking the wrong direction and doesn't see the truck coming. Well, you need to draw attention to that or a similar sort of situation. And this is why. But in fairness, it is the exception rather than widespread.
Yeah. There's no... Are there any regulations around the use of the horn in Ireland?
Only after dark. You know, it's the old one that... the hours of darkness, you only use it for safety. It's not to be the common tool, and particularly after 10 p.m.
Oh, right. Okay. That's it. Because somebody's after texting to say that they lived in New York for 20 years and there's now a $600 fine for honking unnecessarily and it's enforced.
Yeah, but, you know, here we're far more rural than most of the country. And I've seen a lot of instances people say, oh, put a high fine on that and a high fine on that. But it's never enforced. So I think the etiquette and the education would have far more tolerance level plus adherence if it was done right.
Yeah, indeed. Eugene, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Eugene Drennan there, spokesperson for the Irish Road Haulage Association. One texter says, I think you're wrong about road rage. I find other drivers fine to deal with. And I drive to Galway. We are all aware that the horn blowers at the dicks of the road make you look foolish and petulant among other road users. Yeah, well, I mean, it was only kind of based on just if you just walk down the street. And mostly that's kind of in the centre of Dublin. There just seems to be more horn blowing than there used to be. Not so much, though, if you're like, you know, on a motorway driving anywhere. I only honk at people if they have honk if you bonk stickers on their bumpers. It's very common around town. Is it? Classy. Classy with a capital K. That's what I say. Sean, did you know there are no indicators on BMWs and Audis? What? I did not know that. And I find that hard to believe. I would have thought that was like a bit illegal. I'm not an expert here, of course. I got beeped the other day for the unconscionable crime of not using a bus lane when everybody else was. Hmm. Yeah. I see. I wish trucks, we had more than one horn. So you could kind of have a range of them. And one, like on one end is a kind of a friendly little reminder where nobody knew it was aggressive and going right up to FU Deputy Stag at the other end, just so people would know where they stood with your communication.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.